Padre Pio's legacy isn't just about miracles. It's alive in the people who continue his mission. One of those people was his relative, Dr. Manfredi Saginario, whose story is both inspiring and heartfelt. Stay tuned to hear his story. Ave mundis pes Maria. Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're a returning viewer or new to our channel, we're thrilled to have you here. Padre Pio, a Capuchin friar and miracle worker, continues to inspire and intercede for souls today. Discover how his legacy can touch your life and the lives of your loved ones. Let's begin this spiritual journey together. Be sure to subscribe and tap the notification bell so you don't miss our next video. Now let's dive into today's story. Today's story is about a man who shared not just blood, but also a deep spiritual connection with Padre Pio. His name was Manfredi Saginario, a brilliant doctor, a pioneer in mental health, and one of Padre Pio's relatives. I came across this story from the Gazzetta di Parma website, and I thought you might find it interesting. So, without further ado, let's hear what the doctor had to share. Dr. Manfredi first met Padre Pio when he was 18 years old. His great-grandmother and Padre Pio's grandmother were sisters. He was born in 1927 in Pretlcina, the same little town where Padre Pio grew up. But in 1935, he moved with his family to the city of Parma, where he would eventually become a respected professor and a world-renowned expert in neurology and psychiatry. Growing up, Manfredi often heard about Padre Pio, especially during the summers he spent with his grandparents in Pretlcina. Although they had not yet met, Padre Pio was already watching over him. The first time Manfredi ever visited San Giovanni Rotondo, Padre Pio immediately recognized him. As soon as he saw him, he exclaimed, "Ah, you're here! Finally, you're here!" Imagine hearing that from someone you've never met. Manfredi later discovered that Padre Pio had asked to be kept informed about everything happening in his life, how he did at school, and most importantly, whether he behaved as a good Christian. Padre Pio continued, "I am very happy to speak with you because you're family." Now, this visit wasn't exactly Manfredi's idea. His parents had practically pushed him to go. But he took the opportunity to speak with Padre Pio about something that had been on his heart. He told him he was thinking of becoming a missionary in the Third World. He also shared that he was passionate about medicine, and somewhat embarrassed, he admitted that he liked women and would probably want to get married one day. Padre Pio interrupted him. "You must become a doctor," he said. "You'll do good with the coat. You'll help others more than by wearing the robe. Missionaries are needed, yes, but so are doctors who witness Christian love and care for the sick." He then added, "Your voice will be more important than mine. You'll make a career, you'll reach the top, and people will listen to you. More than they listen to me, because I wear the habit, and the people who come to me are already full of prejudice." Now, this is an important point. Providence has many vocations. To sanctify the world, God raises not only priests, but also laymen whose mission is to radiate Catholic principles in temporal society, such as a doctor whose charity can touch souls where a sermon cannot. And, as you can imagine, that moment changed the course of Manfredi's life. He followed Padre Pio's advice, became a doctor, and dedicated himself completely to medicine and helping others. He cared so deeply for his patients that, when he became seriously ill, and people joked that it might be his time to go, he replied, "Don't joke. It's too early for me to leave this life. My patients need me." After Padre Pio's death, Manfredi became one of his greatest ambassadors. He brought hundreds of pilgrims to Petrolcina and continued to spread his spiritual legacy wherever he went. In Parma, people called him the Good Samaritan of medicine. In fact, he was so well known for treating mental illness with compassion that locals would say, when someone acted a little strange, he should go see Manfredi. He was among the first in the 1950s to recognize the importance of psychotropic drugs in mental health care. When he died in 2022, at the age of 94, his obituary described him as kind, available, intellectually vibrant, and full of enthusiasm. And with that, our story concludes. And so we see, Padre Pio's words didn't just inspire Manfredi, they gave him a mission. A mission he carried out with love and tireless dedication. Now, I'd love to hear from you, my dear viewers. Has Padre Pio ever guided you in a moment of doubt or helped shape a decision in your life? If he has, please share your story in the comments section below or email us at info@followingpadrepio.org. Thank you for watching. If you enjoyed this video, please like and share to help spread Padre Pio's message. Don't forget to subscribe and click the notification bell so you never miss our latest uploads. Want to deepen your connection with Padre Pio? Consider becoming a protected child of Padre Pio, a special way to grow spiritually and be part of our prayerful community. You'll find a link to the join page in the description below. Check out the recommended videos on the end screen or the links in the description for more inspiring content, including our Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day playlist. May Our Lady and Padre Pio bless you, and we'll see you in the next video.